Inshallah, I'm sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Marinim Marasi Shayuchiu. Schus Moshe to Bepeshadina, right? So Moshe Mordechai. Chayu Chevi Fegabas Michal Vizbasia. We are continuing our series of Shiurim. Naval, when Vurz Hashem, in the 64th Perek. We're learning through the Hallel. Mizmor Halu Avdei Hashem Zocher Gan Beis Halevi Baruch Hu Hashem Arba B'chol HaHalo Lo Zocher Beis Halevi. Says Rabbeinu that in Tehillim in Perek Kuf Lamed He we say Beis Halevi Baruch Hu Hashem, Beis Yisrael Baruch Hu Hashem, Beis Aharon Baruch Hu Hashem, Beis Halevi Baruch Hu Hashem, Yirei Hashem Baruch Hu Es Hashem. Tehillim 135:19-20. But in all of Hallel, Lo Zachar Beis Halevi. In other words, in Tehillim, which are Prakim, Kuf Tes Vav and Kuf Yud Ches, you don't mention Beis Halevi. You say 115:9-11, Yisrael B'tach B'Hashem Ezram U'Maginam Hu, Beit Aaron B'tchub Hashem Ezram U'Maginam Hu, Yirei Hashem B'tchub Hashem Ezram U'Maginam Hu. And then in 115:12-13, Hashem Zichroni Yivarech, Yivarech Etz Beisar, Yivarech Etz Beisar, Yivarech Hashem Etanim U'Magdayel. And in 118:2-4, Yomer Na'isok Kino Chazdo, Yomer Yisrael Kino Chazdo, Yomer Hashem Kino Chazdo. Where's Beis Halevi? That's why Rabbeinu says, B'chol HaHalel Zachar Beis Halevi. Three times it's omitted. Whereas in chapter 115, we have Beis Halevi. So where did Beis Halevi go? In chapter 135, we have Beis Halevi. So why is Beis Halevi omitted from Halel? V'atam, v'pnei ki kol HaHalel, al ha-chesed v'atoiv sh'akadosh Baruch Hu oisim l'Yisrael. V'pnei sh'alevim mitveikim v'midas hadin. V'yavam izois hamid ha-chesed v'atoiv. V'kach b'chol HaHalel lo yizkor klal Beis Halevi. Since Hallel is on the chesed that God does with the Jewish people, the makor for Amiras Hallel is Chazdei Hashem Azkir Tehilos Hashem. That's a pasuk in Isaiah 63:7, and a pasuk in Tehillim 107:8, Yodu Hashem Chazdo Benevlosav Lishlosav Nifnei Adam, as is cited in the as is mentioned in the Medrash HaGadol on Parashas Bo, and this is discussed by Rav Kasher in the Torah Shlem in the 11th volume, in Simon Chav Hei in the 12th volume, in Simon the Beis. And it says, Hallow is Hashem kol goyim shavuchu kolim kigavar alenu chasdo. The Gemara says, why the woman say olam? Why kol goyim? And the Gemara answers that the Goyim prays Hashem for the Gevuros and the Flos he does for them. And certainly us, the Gavra Aleinu Chazda, we have even more. So Hallel is mitzvah the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Hallel. And Leviim are dveikim b'midas hadin, as Rabbeinu discusses in Perek Chav Ches. Kohanim are chesed, Leviim are din. From this midah won't come chesed and tov. From din won't come tov. Chesed. And therefore, in all of Hallel, it doesn't say Beis Halevi. So the kasha is, why in all of Hallel is there no mention of Beis HaLevi? The answer is because Hallel is chesed and Levi is din. In the Sefer Zev Yitrov, the second volume, Perek Hei, he brings this ma'aral and he writes, B'chayra ein b'dvarim alav rak b'shem nosa v'tunia. K'moshe Beis HaLevi dvekim v'mid esadim v'lo v'nisa chesed v'atol. Ha'achin dvekusim sh'yirei Hashem v'mid esadim. Wait a second. So Levi's been made us in Sora Yirei Hashem. Sarachim. The truth is that one can answer. Rabbi Avraham, it says, Atayidat Ki Yirei Elokim. And he's called Avram Oavi. And Rabbeinu says in the Nesiv Yiras Hashem, Yigra Yer Shiva Mikorach Ahava. Ki Mishu Oivis Echim Mechut Mechavim Lansis Ritzimah. If you fear, you're going to do the person's will, and you don't want to be over on what he says. So you're going to do the person's will, which is a hava. Ikra yira comes because of a hava. Because if you love somebody, you want to do his will, and you won't be over on his will, you won't transgress his will. It's not a stira from being a Yarei Hashem and an Oiv Hashem. However, it says in the Mishnah Pesachim that Halah was set on the Karban Pesach. It also says that the Levim would read Halah. And so paskins the Rambam. And in the Sefer Netzach, Rabbeinu writes in the 23rd chapter that Ki Ashiru Miyuchas Lamidas Adin. Shir is din, because Shir and Levim are singing. How is it that the Levim are saying Halah? How is it the Levim are saying Halah? Hallel is Chesed. And the Levim are Din. Now the Brisker Rav and the Rambam, Karban Pesach 111, proves that Hallel that was said by the Levim of Karban Pesach was in Shira Shalak Karban. That's always said by the Levim. Like we saw Shira's Miyuchas Lamidas Adin. He was Levim or the Meshuddering. So it's Midin Shira. It's not a Kasha. Rashi says, Hayo Levim Meshuddering the Pesa Halabos and Yibbez Yom. He said they wouldn't say those 12 days, Shchitas HaPesach, Misham Bisheni, Yom Tov Misha Shapesach, Latzer, Shmos Yachad. So Halal is lav dafka l'karban, according to Rashi. So how are the Levim, who's meet this din, how are they saying Halal? Okay, continue on. Ezran u'maginam hu, Tehillim 115:11. God is the helper of the Jewish people and the shield of the Jewish people. Ve'hush ezram al oyveihem, liyot kovrim aleihem. Umaginam shlayu nizakim me'oyvim. Ezram is that Hashem helps the Jewish people defeat their enemies. And maginam, that He protects them, that they're not harmed by their enemies. Hashem yizachan lezachavanu yivarech. Achar shizkir ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ezram maginam shal Yisrael shalichu lehem oyvim, kama shizachar b'chol echad, baloi mar. After it says that Hashem is Ezra Maginam Shal Yisrael, that their enemies aren't able to defeat them, like it says B'kol Echad. What does it mean B'kol Echad? It says by each one, it says it three times. By Yisrael, Ezra Ganamu Beis Aaron B'tchum Hashem Yisrael Ganamu Yisrael Hashem B'tchum Hashem Yisrael Ganamu. So after it says that their enemies can't defeat them, it says that Hashem is going to give them a bracha. He's going to add on to them. Like we know that the ending of bracha is a tosefes, is a reward. Beis, as beis, is the beginning of tosefes, of reward. It's double the aleph. So now Hashem starts giving us, Hashem gives a bracha after He protects us, add on to us. And that wasn't mentioned in all the earlier chasadim and tovos. This ribui, this multiplicity. And even when it says Moshivi Akedas Abayis Im Avanim Smecha Aluka, that's not a brach of ribui. Rather, Midas Harachamim is going to allow barren women to give birth. Here we have bracha of ribui. When it says Hashem zichron yivarech, it doesn't mean that Hashem's going to bless the males. No, that's what the Zohar, that's what Pshat Zohar says. Hashem zichron yivarech of the men, and yivarech is based on the women. Rabbeinu says if it would have meant the men, it should say Zecharenu. Since it says Zecharanu, it means our Zikara. Our memory goes before God and He blesses it. So it's Mefarish the Targum. Ratzalomik Yizachar Adavar, Yizachar Yizachar Adavar, Vashem Yishadam Yitzkar Bishmo. Vashem Yishadam Yitzkar Bishmo. Vechamar Hashem Zecharan Yivarech. Kibu Amar Shivrech at Shem Shalom. At Shem Shalom. At Shem Shalom. When the name is mentioned, God blesses the name. The memory of the thing is the name. When it says Hashem Zichron Yivrech, when our memory goes before God, meaning He remembers our name to the Elohim, He's going to bless us. Hashem was Zoch Zecher Ba'atzim. Hashem Mashu Shem Roy Lebrach. Shame is memory, and it's worthy of blessing. In the Sefer HaTeferes, he writes, Kistam Zechir Eletov. When Hashem remembers us, it's for the good. Vayispo Elokim Yisrachu. Elsa Rabbeinu writes, 27th parak of the Sefer HaTeferes, HaZechir Shinisko Adi Atshu Ofnei Kodesh Baruch Hu Letoiva. Chenu Zechir B'chol Mokum. Yerushalmi Misoita Kol Zechor Hashinam B'Toiva Letoiva. Zikaron is Letoiva. Achar Advim Eila Zachor HaMelech HaChashverosh. After the mice of Arigas Vashti, remember Vashti. And Zechir is Rachmanus, Aben Yaakov, the Ephraim, Mielet Shashuim, Zohar is Karenu Oit. Zechir is Rachmanus. So we have the shame. The shame is remembered before God, and that brings to Rachmanus. And that's what it means, Zechir Tzadik Levroche, Hashem Rishem Yerkov. The memory of a Tzadik is for a blessing, and the name of the Rishayim will rat. Is connecting our pasuk, Hashem Zichron Yivarech, with the pasuk of Zecher Tzadik Levrach of Hashem Rishon Yerkav. There's also a medrash that connects them. Derish Ken Zichir Rak Mikoch Shem. Derish Shem No Shem, Ein Lo Zichir. The Zichira comes from the name. Without a name, there's no remembering. It says in the pasuk in Psalms 83:5, Amru Lechu V'Nakhidei Mikoy. The Baragola Rabbeinu explains, "Kiyashiv Hashem Kodesh Shem Ochoshiv." Then I saw Malibu Al Sidav Misalik Al Simenav Shechiach Hashem. Kiyashiv Hamara Ki Anishkach Ima Matzius. Shu Nishkach Mimenu Pemeks. Shechiach Shaiach Tzim It's not Choshiv. It's not important that you forget it. And that's why Shabbos Kufnim Gimel, Gazer Al Ames Shishtokech Men Alev. It's not a mitzvah, it's forgotten. Shame shows that you have a mitzvah. Rabbeinu writes in the Derech Chaim, Hashem Megil LaShavah LaShem, Kol Echad Al Yidei Hashem Yodo Ba'olam. Godel Shmi Ba'goyim, Al Yidei Hashem Mufusim V'Nodo. That's how you know. You're known by your name. Yevamos 16a, Atal Akiva, Ben Yosef Shishim Cholech Misefer Lamat Sefer. It's the meaning of shame. Shame is how people know you. So the name of the Rishayim will rot. But the name of the Tzaddikim, Zecher, which is the shame of the Tzaddik, will be the Baracha. So his Zechir, which is the shame, should be the Baracha. Shem Sefer, Shem Tzaddik, wa Baracha la'atzmi. The name of the Tzaddik is the Baracha itself. So, Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we'd like to explain what this means. Shem HaTzadik wa Bracha Ba'atzmi. The name of the Tzadik is a blessing. What does that mean? Lomar Zecher Tzadik, Lomar Shem Tzadik. What's Lomar Fil Zechir Shel Tzadik? Shem Aroi. Ulev Racha. So the name of the Tzaddik means even just mentioning the Tzaddik, which is a temporary shame, that's for a blessing. But Shem Rishayim Yirkav, the Shem Kavua, the established name of the Rasha, should rot. So when it says Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the memory, Rabbeinu connects memory and name. The memory of the thing is the name. So when it says Hashem Zecharoni Yivrach, it's blessing our name. But there are two types of, because the name is the memory. That's what he said. And the name is Roy the Bracha. So just the memory of a tzaddik, which is his name, even if it's only a temporary name, Shem Aroy, it's the Bracha. And the name of the Rishayim, which is a Kavua name, which is more established, that should rot. So like I said, we'll need there in the next shir. I'd like to explain this inyan of the Shem Tzadik being a bracha ba'atzmi. Okay, so Mirtz Hashem, we will continue, and we will see more and more flaws in Mirtz Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.